Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Jeremy and Katie.
Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of Opinions Matter, the daily podcast brought to you live and recorded live at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. And if you are out this way, walking along the beach or having a walk anywhere around Portmarnock, make sure you pop into the White Sands Hotel. Tell them that Adrian, Jeremy and Katie sent you, and go into the Oasis Bar where you will get a lovely lunch, lovely bit of food, lovely drinks and a great atmosphere as well. And thank you to the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock for looking after us. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? This is something, a message that came in yesterday, and we put it up on Facebook and it got a huge, huge reaction. It's from a listener by the name of Kim, who's in Kimmage. Kim from Kimmage. And she started off by saying she doesn't think we will talk about this. I don't know why you would think this. And I'm going to go through her message and let you have a listen to it and let me know what you think. She says, I know you probably won't cover this on your show because you won't dare to go against the government. Why do people say that, by the way, Katie?
You won't dare. Yeah, but why? Do they think the government funds this podcast?
I wish they would. I wish there was a funding for it, but they sadly don't. Let me just say, at the risk of repeating myself, this podcast is an independent podcast. It is not run by anybody other than the people in this room. Nobody has control over what we say. I don't. And anyway, why would I be afraid to go against the government? Anyway, she says, you won't cover this on your show because you hate going against the government, which we don't, as they pay your wages and you don't want to upset them. Actually, when you get a chance...
Simon, can I have a raise?
When you're looking for money, often call him Mr. Harris, will you?
Oh, so, yeah. So, well, no, actually, we don't go to Mr. Harris for that. We go to Chambers for that.
Yes, we will.
Yes, because it's finance.
Well, you can call him Jack.
So. Well, is it okay to call him Jack?
Yeah.
Okay,
ring Jack. Yeah, good.
He'll anyway, be in a minute.
They don't pay our wages. but you have no idea what it's like for parents struggling at this time of year. I have 5 children. 3 of them are in primary and 2 are going into secondary school. They're obviously twins, I would imagine. And I had to go to the credit union last week to take out a loan of €2,000 to pay for uniforms and shoes and books and bags and iPads. Their waster da... gives me €100 a week for 5 kids, 20 quid or €20 a kid. That's bad, because that's all he can afford. So why don't yous ask your government friends, Jack Chambers, why they won't help out parents like us?
Somebody says we get funded by the TV license. Do you want to address that? Do you want to address that? Because that's a serious comment, I think.
No, because it's such a stupid comment too. You wouldn't even... Like if someone texts in and said that the sky is purple, would you address that? Would you argue with that?
You get funded by the TV license. Oh, Lord.
Sorry, back to this. why don't you ask your government friends why they won't help out parents like us? The back-to-school allowance isn't worth a shite. It's a disgrace that I had to get a loan. Oh, here we go. Yet the foreigners are getting all this back-to-school stuff for free. And that is from Kim in Kimmage. Over to you, Katie.
Okay, there's so many different things going on here. I agree with her about the foreigners, by the way. No, I agree with her about that, the back-to-school allowance. I think that everybody should get the back-to-school allowance. I think that it's a farce and a joke that the people who actually get up off their asses to go to work every day don't get anything. Meanwhile, the people... And I know there are people out there who genuinely need it and genuinely can't work, but there are scroungers...
But nobody can genuinely not work. Everybody can work.
No, that's not true. There are people there with serious disabilities and stuff that can't work, Jeremy.
Oh, sorry, disabilities, yes. But
or
when you're saying...
people who are carers for... And well, they can't, like, you know, people who...
Well, that is
kids.
A job, yeah.
That's a job in itself. But it pisses me off that I get up every day and go to work and I'm entitled to nothing. Now, I can afford it. Obviously, it's an expense I would rather have a bit of help with, but I work and I can't afford it. I didn't have kids beyond my means. I had kids knowing what I could do.
And you kept your family of 2 kids.
I want 2 kids. I have 2 kids. And financially, it's fine. I can, you know, I don't agree with having kids when you can't afford them. But it does really annoy me that the worker and the people who pay the taxes so that this back-to-school allowance is available get nothing.
Now
that bugs me to no end.
I've calculated how much Kim from Kimmage is actually getting in the back-to-school. Now, she's already got it. She came in 2 weeks ago. And she still had to get $2,000 top up on top of that. So Kim has two kids aged between 4 and 11. So they get 160 each.
Okay, hang on. I'm writing this down.
No,
sorry,
I have it already calculated for you.
Oh, yeah? Oh,
I did all the hard work for you.
Great. Okay, go on.
Because I was here earlier than you. So she has the kids under the age of 11 get 160. So she has three kids under that age. She has two kids starting secondary school. They get 285 each. So she has been given a check in the last couple of weeks of €1,050 from the government, and it's not enough for her. Now, I know she's listening to this.
I would be delighted with €1,050 towards the back to school expenses. Now, I only have one going back to school. My daughter won't start until next September. But, like, you're getting help. You're getting help. It's more than. Does Kim have a job?
No, she doesn't. She says she.
Fuck off, Kim.
I was here. Stop. She's a listener to the show. If you look at the messages there.
No, I'm sorry. No. So working.
She hasn't got time
not
for
work,
a job.
She hasn't got time for a job. Okay. So not working and giving out about what she does get. I'll tell you now, I work and I would be happy to get even a quarter of that. Even what? 200 quid. Even a fifth of that, I would be happy with. It would be enough to, you know, sort the...
I think you should be done away with completely. The back to school allowances.
Everybody should get the same. It's not fair that the working parents, myself and yourself, who are up and out early, get nothing and are entitled to nothing. Meanwhile, somebody like him, who doesn't have time for a job, apparently, gets...
But she has five kids, so she has to pick them up.
Oh, come here. Stop. Okay. Why are you having five kids when you don't have a job? What, and she's not even with the dad. The dad gives what?
100 a week. 20 quid a kid.
Does he work?
Well, she says, if you look over the messages on Facebook, that's all he can afford.
I find that despicable that she's moaning about what she does get. If you're that concerned, Kim, get up, do yourself a CV up, send a CV around and get a job. Pay for your kids yourself and stop expecting everybody else to fund. Buy a packet of condoms. We'll be better.
Oh, there we go. We just lost another listener. Stay there for a second. We want to hear from you on this. How do you feel? 085 825 2626. 085 825 2626. Kimberly wants more money from the government. So altogether, she got 1050 back to school allowance from the government. By the way, they spent €65 million this year on the back to school allowance. That's your taxes, by the way. So are you okay?
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah, 65 million.
65 million.
65 million, yeah. Oh. So she got 1050, but she still needed another €2,000 to top it up. How do you feel? Let us know. Here's James.
Sorry, lads. Sorry, I won't be able to call in today, but it's very simple. If you can't afford to have kids, don't have them. It's selfish. It's probably one of the most selfish things any parent could do, is bring a child into the world that they can't afford. And I know schools are ridiculous prices. No one's saying they're not. But surely you can knew after the first couple of kids that you were going to be paying out the hole in school fees. So why would you have more and then complain and say the government should do more? It's a parent's responsibility to look after a kid, not the government.
Okay, let me go to Susan on this. How do you feel about it, Susan?
Hi, Jeremy.
How are you?
As I said in the WhatsApp, she gets €285 per secondary child, €160 per primary child.
Yep.
Now, I have a child going into fifth year. I didn't get nothing in that budget. I don't even get, like, you know what I mean, anything like that, whatever, because myself and my husband work and whatever. But the thing about it is, why is she complaining that she can't afford it? Like, her books and her stationery are going to be free this year. And also as well, if she knows they're going back to school in September, do what I do. I start saving in January.
Yeah.
10 or 20 euro a week.
Yeah, it's called planning.
And if it comes to August, I then have her to do, like, her books and all that, like that, whatever. And then, like, she was in fourth year last year, cost me nearly €700. She's in fifth year this year, and we got landed with a trip for next year, along with her school fees. Like, that didn't even include her uniform, her school books, or nothing, like her school runners or anything like that. And then all you hear over saying, I've got five kids and all, whatever. But does she not realise back to school is dear enough, like €285 per secondary child and €160 per primary child? And so, then she doesn't pay for books or stationery?
No, you don't have to pay for books. But you do have to pay for you do have to pay for uniforms. Now, I know that we got the bill. We got the bill for two of our kids' uniforms the other day, and they are expensive, tracksuits and all that. So you do have to pay. You do have to pay for that.
And I know some schools you have to buy the jumper now with the crest embroidered into it.
She also also mentioned bags and iPads and books, I assume, for the secondary school. So when you look,
do you hire them out? You don't buy them. You hire them out. as far as I know.
Well, no, in our kids' school, I think you have to pay for them. You can pay for them monthly, but they are expensive, those iPads.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So let's not diss how expensive it is for kids.
Yeah. Does she smoke?
Does she smoke? What question is that?
Does she drink?
Yeah, I have to agree there with Katie. Sorry, I have to agree there. She doesn't have enough money to put
her kids into education
and
she wants more. Does she smoke and drink? It's a fair question. She's living off the taxpayer. I want to know, does she smoke and drink?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't know. I'll message her there and ask her, does she smoke or drink? And get what?
Because she smokes and drinks. Bet you she looks after herself.
At the end of the day, when you've got kids, that life goes out the window. Single life goes out the window when you've got kids.
She would have been better off going into Tesco and buying herself a box of Johnny's. They're about 6 euros.
Ah, here, now stop.
No, Jeremy, no, don't stop me. I'm sick of this. Let's not criticise a woman for having five kids. I'm sick of people in this country. If you want to have kids, have as many as you want. Have 10, have 15. But make sure you can afford. Well, sure, I'm sick of my taxes going to my people who are living with kids.
I agree.
People who have no concept for family planning and financial planning.
I know, the sense of entitlement is...
Even the sense of entitlement that it reeks off her. I'm sick of it.
And it's not only that as well. As I said to you a few minutes ago, Jeremy, she could easily save 10 or 20 euro a month or a week from January.
Yeah, it does. It's not as if back to school creeps up on you. Like, everybody knows.
You know,
everybody knows that back to school.
And do you know what the funniest thing is? I guarantee you she'll be posting pictures of her sitting room for her little angle on Christmas morning full of toys.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
And I'm sure two of the kids have Canada
for
Goose.
For Hayden, Jaden, and O'Hayden.
Goose jackets
no,
as well.
I'm sick of this mentality, and I know I sound harsh, but you know what?
Fourth, fifth, and sixth year got nothing in that budget. How difficult
is it for you to with back to school costs?
What do you mean? Well, if I didn't save from January, you know, in a kind of way, like, I wouldn't like it to be boarded all on top of me at once, you know, in a kind of way.
Because it is.
That's how I do it.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, and then to be landed with a school trip for next year that has to be paid off.
Oh, yeah, school trips as well.
You know, that kind of way. And then the school fees and what have you.
I would love to see actually even the back to... Okay, not necessarily even for myself, right? Fair enough. But I'd love it to be means tested for people in genuine cases. Like, there's a woman... We got a voice note there from a woman who her boyfriend or husband, one or the other, has a disability and she's his full-time carer. I would love to see people like that getting more money. I would happily forgo it. I can afford my kids. I'd happily forgo it and see people who actually really struggle and really need it getting it. Single parents who, you know, maybe a spouse has passed away somebody who's become unemployed through no fault of their own, rather than Anto who's sitting at home playing the PlayStation at 3 o'clock in the day scratching his balls.
But the thing it is, right, with the schools now offering the budget or the government, whatever, offering the school books and the stationery, that's a lump sum taken off you. That all you have to buy is the uniforms then. That's all you have to buy in the shoes and all, you know.
We know a lot of this woman's life, what's going on in her life, but do you think it's bizarre that 1,050 as a back-to-school allowance wasn't enough for her five kids?
She's known about it.
How could she not afford to get them all back to school?
Exactly. And surely to God, if the three kids are in the same primary school...
I'm sick of scroungers in this country. I don't know how they're in the same primary school.
They are. If you actually look at the photograph on Facebook, Katie, they're all those uniforms are all from the same school, aren't they? They don't mention the school.
Okay.
Yeah.
But why? Yeah. But then, if the uniforms are still in good nick, why can't the next one now?
Parents nowadays, they don't want to even do hand me down. Sure, they don't wear uniforms. We offered someone our sons.
If you can't afford it, you'll do what you need to do to make sure your kids get to school. Okay.
They won't.
I'm sorry.
Like, I had one in secondary school when one went to secondary school in 2020. I had two in secondary schools. Like, and there was no this kind of budget thing out then.
Yep.
That budget only thing only came out last year.
I begrudge, and I don't care. People can call me a begrudger. And Jeremy, I'm sure you'll agree with me. I begrudge my alarm going off at 5:15 every morning.
Set for half five.
No, shut up. You know what I mean? And I see my pay slip at the end of the month and I see my taxes that have come out and you get nothing back for it. If you're a worker, you get up, you live by, you know, paying your taxes and your everything else and contributing to society your whole life. I mean, 70% of your day is working to make money. And then how much of that goes back to the government? And what do you see for it? What, a great healthcare system? Great roads?
I told you, 65 million on back to school. 65 million.
I'm sick of getting up and going to work and facilitating the lifestyles and laziness of leeches and flea bags. like this.
Fleabags, huh?
This is what, they're scroungers, they're leeches. They pick on society, they latch on to society and suck everything they can. These people, it's not, this isn't just knowing what they're entitled. These people have it down to every last cent of what they can. They have this worked out. And you know what, Jeremy, myself, yourself and the working man listening to this now, we're funding that lifestyle. So these,
so do you want Kimberly to say thank you to you?
So the, she should say thank you. Say thank you to the working person, Kimberly, instead of giving out that you're not getting enough money from the government. Go get a job. Get off your arse. Work. Okay. Everybody else can do it. Why can't you? I don't take this excuse. I can't work because I have five kids. Don't have five kids. Cut your cloth to suit your means. Stop smoking. Stop drinking. Get rid of Netflix. I bet you she's Netflix. Do something. Get a job. Do something.
Here's Emma.
Stop expecting everybody else to pay for your life.
Here's Emma.
Hey Jeremy. Hey Katie. So I find this topic very, very frustrating because it's always the people who don't work and they don't have to do anything who get paid the most. Where, fun fact, I was in college probably about 3 years ago, and at that point in time we got the Susie grant, so you were able to get money towards back to school but for college. And when I tell you, I was working full time while attending college and I only got €30 a month. That's about €8 a week. And then people, they don't have to do anything. They don't work at all. And they're getting handed €250 a child. I just think it's, I don't know what their argument is, to be honest. It's really, really frustrating.
Well, their argument is, Emma, they believe that the government, this attitude has been going on in Ireland for years. They believe that it's the government's duty to pay for their lack of birth control. That's what they believe. They believe that they should be able to pop out babies like Smarties, and that if they can't afford them, like, here's the thing.
I bet you she had a foreign holiday this year.
I don't know.
I would bet.
She's a snoop on her Facebook page.
Leave me to it. Let's have a little snoop on our Facebook page. I guarantee you this woman got away on a holiday. I don't begrudge people a holiday. I begrudge people who moan about what they get and say they can't afford their kids' school uniforms having a foreign holiday.
Okay, back Let's in a sec. See. Don't go away.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Yeah, and there's a lot of opinions on this topic today, all to do with Kimberly from Kimmage and her issue. She was given €1,050 by the government in the back-to-school scheme last week, or the week before last, and she still had to get out a loan of €2,000. So she needed over €3,000 to send the kids back to school. Now, it is expensive. Let's not beat around the bush. It is expensive to send your kids back to school. Jesus, I know that. The bill we have for two uniforms already. But myself and Katie are in agreement. We're saying that cut your cloth to meet your measure. You don't have five. It's a, realistically, yeah. Mm-hmm. If you want to be able to give five kids the lifestyle that they deserve, as in a car mm-hmm. that brings them place, a holiday, mm-hmm. School trips, mm-hmm. Decent home-cooked meals every yeah. day, trips to the cinema, swimming lessons, all that stuff. If you realistically want to be able to give five kids the life that you think you should, you need to be earning about €200,000 a year. Easy.
You need, yeah, if you want to give, if you want to have all the luxuries and want to live and not just exist.
Yeah.
No, not necessarily. I mean, there are people out there who can cut their cloth to meet their needs. Look at her Facebook page. A month ago.
Yeah, but that's not expensive for her. Don't say where she went, please.
But it's still money that could have gone towards her kids' uniforms that she knew was coming up. This is, I just...
By the way, that's the cost of Del Sol.
No, it doesn't matter. It would have cost at least a couple of hundred, €400 or €500. That's money that she could have had, that she's given out, the government aren't giving her. I'm sorry, love. That's the money you could have saved towards your school bills. No, I don't take this. I'm sick of it. I go to work, I get nothing. And I know I sound like a begrudger. Maybe I am begrudging, but I go to work to pay my taxes so this one can moan. I didn't get a foreign holiday this year. I'll get one next year, but I didn't get one this year. She's been on one.
I'm going to Eddie.
I'm sick of this.
Okay,
calm
down. Eddie, what do you want to say on this?
Afternoon, Adrian. Jeremy. When you posted this yesterday on the Facebook page, I got torn apart for saying, chase the dads for maintenance. And everyone was going, how fucking judgmental are you? I just knew there was a waster dad on the scene.
There's always
somewhere.
A waster dad. You know? Always, yeah.
Yeah. And the first thing I said on the comments was, the government need to fucking change the rules, the laws regarding maintenance, right? Because it's me, KEU, the taxpayer, that has to fund this because these don't fucking step up. So take it out our fucking dole money, or take it out of wages that they're working and automatically transfer it from his account to her account, so she gets some money every week.
Well, no,
right?
he is paying that's money. No, Eddie, he's paying 100 euro a week, so 400 a month.
It's not enough. 20 fucking
for
quid.
No. 100 a week for the five kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? 20 fucking quid. If I had children and I stood up with my partner, I'd live like a fucking monk so they could have everything.
I know, you would.
That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to fucking put your kids before yourself. This fella's not.
Oh, look, she's texting him.
And another thing she said.
She's
texting
me
right
now because I called her out on the holiday saying everybody's entitled to a break.
But another thing she said, Katie, right, he's a waster dad. And what you couldn't realise after one child or two or three, you had to get all the way to five.
Yeah.
You're a very fucking poor judge of character.
Let's not be too distant.
I'm sorry, Jeremy, but you put your hand out to be slapped. You put your hand out to be slapped. I'm sorry. You send in a message like that, especially to where most of the people who listen to the show, predominantly working, hardworking people, you put your hand out to be slapped. Expect.
I send you a screenshot there. I typed it in. How much does it cost to raise a kid in Ireland up until the age of 18? And I sent it to you there a while ago. It said up to 18 is 180 grand, 10 grand per year.
Yeah, it's a
and
lot
if they go into second to third level education, it's 250 grand. Every the dogs in the street know it's not cheap to raise a child.
I have friends
have professional jobs, and they can only afford two children. And then you have fucking Tom, Dick, and Harry there lashing out kids to beat the band.
I'll tell you,
with no concept of who's going to fucking pay for them.
You'll get this. I was in a chemist recently.
Sorry, Emma. Let me ask Eddie the question first. Do you want it to be like China, where you literally tell people how many children they can have?
Do you know what I would do, Jeremy? Do you know what these L ones are going to get their Mickey money every fucking Wednesday in the post office? I drop in a packet of Johnny's into a fucking brown envelope.
Yeah,
that's what I do.
You're on Tesco. Here you go.
Rip you know what I mean? I'd give them out.
Yeah.
Because even if one person fucking uses one, it's a less fucking money that comes out of your exchequer. You know what I mean?
The thing that annoys me is...
Sorry, now you're both
chemist.
Assuming...
Hang on.
Now you're both assuming that those children are accidents.
Recently, no. No, that's the whole thing. That's even more frustrating if they're not accidents. And that's actually, I don't like using the word accident to refer to any child because the child doesn't ask for any of this. It's not the kid's fault. What even annoys me even more, and I don't know if anybody else gets this kind of frustration, is when you're in a chemist. I was in a chemist recently and a big bag of drugs, the person in front of me, a foreigner, got, do you know what they paid?
What?
50 cent or something, big massive bag of drugs. I went in to get my daughter an antibiotic, got her a few bits because she was sick, and it came to like 60 quid, and people are literally coming into the country getting given the medical card, 50 cent for a massive bag of drugs.
Get the drug payment scheme.
Yeah, whatever. But it's just it's frustrating, and lazy people get it too. I'm really, this triggers me. It really, really triggers me because it's just not fair. The system is so screwed up. The workers are constantly being screwed.
Trevor wants to put you in your box, Katie, so just sit back and listen to what he says.
Oh, let's go.
What's wrong, Trevor?
Let's go.
You think I'm going to disagree with Katie?
Well, what do you want to say?
Well, I'm going to say this, Jeremy. Good afternoon, and co-worker, good afternoon. I don't normally address her as a name, but Jeremy, do you know I can actually sort most of the problems in Ireland right now, today, if I was in the power of government?
Thank God you're not, but go on, yeah.
Cut every payment except for the carers allowance and the OAP payment. Everything else, cut it. Right?
So,
that will motivate the fuckers to get off their arse, to get out and get a job, pay for their own fucking children, their own mistakes, their own abominations, whatever.
Yeah, well, children are mistakes and abominations. That's a horrible word.
Well, if it's not planned, it's a mistake, Jeremy. End of story. Right, moving on. Anyway, Jeremy.
I want you to apologise. Do not call a child an abomination. That's disgusting.
This girl has five kids, yeah?
Hello. Don't call a child an abomination.
Right, okay. Anyway, this girl has five kids, yeah?
Yep.
So it took her five kids to realise the father was a waster. No, she probably realised that in the second one. So when he's balls deep in her and she's saying to him, oh, let's have another one.
I'm sorry, what?
She shouldn't be saying that. When he's balls deep in her, she needs to be saying, wrap it so we don't have any more. Because at the end of the day, we can't afford the two we have. We can't afford the third, the fourth, the fifth. And I'm sure she'll probably pop out.
Yeah, but people like that don't have a mentality of stop. They have a mentality of take. So if it happens, what of it? The taxpayer's going to pay for it. It's not off our backs. Should the taxpayer's going
to
pay for it?
How about we stop paying these fuckers to go out and reproduce like fucking diseased rabbits? Huh? What's the problem here?
You are assuming that, and again, I don't feel comfortable with you lashing this girl Kimberly.
Jeremy, do you honestly turn around and tell me you'll pop out 5 kids willingly? Planning that, would you? Who the fuck would plan for 5 kids in this country right now with the way payments are? Are you off your nut? The only reason they're popping out 5 kids is they think they'll get bumped up to leading that. Doesn't happen like that.
I know a story about that recently. Somebody from around where I live said to a friend of mine, "Oh, hopefully they're in a 2-bed apartment and they want a bigger house." And the words they used to my friend was, "Oh, hopefully she'll fall pregnant soon so we can get something bigger." Now that is the mentality that enrages me.
It enrages me. So, Katie, you know what? Instead of taking the comb inside her, she should be taking it on the chin. And maybe she won't have this
Trevor,
problem.
Stop that. See, we're talking about a mother of 5 children here. Have a bit of bloody respect.
Hold on, have a bit of respect. She's coming on and complaining that she's after getting €1,000 for free.
Yeah.
For free.
So would you be happy then? Would you listen to me?
Got the loan for two.
Trevor, would you be happy to know that Kimberly's 5 kids are going to school hungry in the morning?
I'd be happy to know Kimberly's providing for her own fucking children.
No, I'm sorry.
I don't mean to put this woman down. And I feel this strongly about every fucking woman in this country. They're going to turn around and go, "I was with a wife there. Really, Jesus, didn't you have a son or a daughter with him?" No, I had 3 or 4. You fucking what? How do you make sense of that, Jamie? Well, what does a fella do? Well, he's on the dole because he has a bad back. Does he now? Get the fuck out and get a job. Cut the job seekers allowance, Jeremy, and people won't be coming into this country. The lazy fuckers might get out and get a job. Yeah. They might think McDonald's isn't above them. And goddamn, wouldn't we have a good republic again?
Yeah.
So, I'll ask you the question again. Would you be happy to know that Kimberly's 5 kids are going to school hungry?
How are they going to school hungry, Jeremy? You walk into Aldi or Lidl, you can pay up to a fucking tenner and you can get nearly 5 days worth of dinner.
You can definitely get
enough for breakfast for the week.
Because if she had to take out a loan to get the kids back to school, one assumes that she's on holidays.
Do you know what I feel sorry for kids in this situation?
I've only had 3 summer holidays this year. Last year I had 5, right?
Oh, geez, my heart's,
so I only had 3 this year because I have an extra child come into secondary school and I have a son staying in college. I had to prioritise my children over my holidays. That's what happens when I do. When I think of things, my children come first. You don't go, "Oh, let's go to Costa de Sol and we can have a lovely time and little brand and we'll go to school on the fucking government's wages. Fuck off."
Yeah.
Stay there for a second, Trevor. Jonathan. Here's Jonathan. Hey, Jonathan.
And Katie, how are you getting on today?
Good.
Hope you're having a good day. Now, to my mind, that lady should be getting what she needs to get her children back to school. The state guarantees free education for your children in this country. So whatever she needs to get her kids back to school, the state should be giving it to her. That's why I pay my taxes in this country, is to keep Irish people that are struggling taking over till they get themselves sorted. Not for NGOs, not for outsiders, not to pay for invaders, hospitality and hotels. I pay my taxes for Irish people to get sorted in this country. That's not what's happening. To my mind, that lady should get what she needs. And any other Irish citizen out there struggling to get their children back to school or wherever else should be getting what they need from this state. That's why I pay my taxes. Like I said before, not for outsiders, not for bringing in invaders, not to house all these people and mind all these people.
Sorry, Jeremy, I sent you a message there. We should be sorting our own people out first. All right, cheers.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Jonathan. No money for invaders.
I sent you a message there from Darren, and actually he asked a very good question. I would like you to address it.
I will address it.
I'd like you to do it.
I want Trevor to address Jonathan's one first.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Okay, what he said there, Trevor, was that the government should be providing for parents like Kimberly.
Yeah, but Jeremy, did you hear what he said? He said the government should be providing for her, right? So when the fuck did it become the government's fault when you shit out 3, 4, 5 kids? How is that the government's responsibility? If you lie down with a bloke and he's balls deep and going, "Hey, I don't have Johnny on, we're going to have a kid. Are you okay with that?" And then you go, "Yeah, but I want to live that far." It's not the government's fault. It's not the government that we're in the bedroom forcing you dry humping the two of you together.
Actually, I don't know if you got the memo, Jeremy, but the government are now giving free contraception to under 35s. So there is no excuse.
No, there is no excuse.
For unplanned pregnancies.
But stop assuming that Kimberly's kids are all unplanned. A lot of people do that can't afford them, just pop out kids.
I don't believe. Well,
who
the
hell?
Actually, I was going to say, I don't believe anybody is that stupid, but no, I do.
Well, you have, haven't you? Many of you got?
I have five. But you know what, Jeremy? I work my ass off. My wife works her ass off. We have a very good life. But you know what?
Jeez, you don't work that hard. You don't work that hard. You don't work that hard. You're on the show every week.
Jeremy, I don't work during the day most weeks.
Sometimes when he messages about a topic, I'll say, do you want to talk to us? And he'll say, oh no, I'm heading to bed after my night shift. So,
but you're literally giving out about people having five kids when you have five kids yourself.
But he pays
and I pay for my kids.
Sorry, are you taking children's allowance?
Oh my God, are you for real?
Don't even,
because I will walk out of this room. You can do the show on your own. Do not even attempt to question why somebody working would take children's allowance.
Yes, Trevor.
Jeremy. Yes, I'm taking it. But you know what? If the government turned around to me tomorrow and said, we're taking that away from you, wouldn't faze me a day.
So you don't need it.
Because I don't need it.
Yeah.
But even if he doesn't need it, he pays his taxes.
If it got cut off, fine. But I pay my taxes to pay that out. And at the end of the day, Jeremy, I have a business to run. I have staff to look after. I pay for their families. I don't just look after me. And when I am on the phone to use, I have a lad who looks after my business.
We've just gotten a message from a listener, right? Karina, who says that people who are earning good money and have jobs shouldn't be entitled. Look at this. Shouldn't be entitled to child benefit. It should go to those who actually need it. I can't. I literally can't. I can't deal.
Okay.
This is somebody who doesn't work.
Okay.
Telling people that who work that they shouldn't be entitled to child benefit. Every child is classed the same in this country, Karina. You don't get something because you can sit on your ass all day.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, I was asked to play this message from Darren and respond to it.
Kennedy, why does Jeremy always defend when you start saying something about the refugees or whatever getting evidence free? Jeremy is straight on the defence.
You do.
Why? Why?
Well, I'll explain to Darren I actually think, bizarrely, I think it's possible to actually have a conversation about things without bringing refugees.
But it's a massive part of it.
No, it's not.
No, don't bury your head in the sand. It's a massive part of it. Do you know how much the refugees in this country are costing the state? Do you know how much they're costing the state and the taxpayer?
My point is, why can't we just have a conversation?
Because it's valid. It's relevant. It's significant. And it matters.
Myself and Adrian were having a conversation earlier on this week. The podcast is available, by the way, if you want to listen to it, on women deliberately getting pregnant, kind of like what we're talking about here, deliberately getting pregnant in order to get more allowances. Mm-hmm. And people were messaging in saying, oh, it's only foreign nationals doing that, it's only immigrants doing that.
Okay, I don't agree with that.
Irish are some of the biggest scammers going.
So we can't talk about the fact that there is a massive portion of the taxpayers' money in this country going to refugees. We can't talk about that.
Of course we can talk about it, but that's a different topic.
It's actually not a very different topic. It is extremely relevant to today's conversation because we're talking about what the entitlements are for people and how much is being taken out of the taxpayers' money to give to people for back to school and everything else. I brought up the thing about the chemist, that there was a foreign person in the chemist on the medical card or whatever getting a massive bag of drugs for nothing. Meanwhile, an antibiotic, the taxpayer goes in, buys, and I'm sick of people coming into this country and being handed money and given handouts and the workers being the ones to foot the bill. Okay. I'm sick of it. And Jeremy, you can't bury your head in the sand. No. This is happening.
Stay there for a second, Nigel Farage. Let's go to John. John, your own opinions matter. What do you want to say on this?
How you doing, Jeremy? How you doing, Katie?
We're good.
Look, it's a good one. It's a good one. It's always been a good one because it's the time of the year again and it always comes up. Listening to Jonathan, what he said there made a very valid point, and he did say it. His taxpayers' money goes to, you know, he wants it to go to Irish people, but it doesn't, it goes to everybody. And he did say it, you know, the foreigners come out to the country and nobody's giving a fuck about any of them, how much it costs to put them up in a hotel, to do this, to do that, to feed them every day, to clothe them every day. Don't forget now, guys, their kids will be going to school, will be getting clothed like everybody else.
Alan on Facebook says there, what about the Irish spongers? Alan, there's nothing we can do about the Irish spongers. They're already here. Why take in more people to sponge? So I don't want this liberal crap of, and politically correct crap of, they need help, they need this, they need that. Not everybody here needs help. Not everybody here needs to sponge off our system and be leeches. And we need to stop helping every single person and taking everything.
So do you believe, let's get back to Kimberly's story, John. Do you believe that Kimberly should have got more than €1,050 for the back to school allowance?
Look, I sent you in a statement there, you know, what I thought the government should have given every secondary student going back to school is 500. And the junior scale 300, because we know quite well how much the uniforms are costing. We know how much the iPads are costing. And myself alone, I just want to talk about myself alone that I've paid. I paid 700, and that's iPads, uniforms, and skill, the backpack, the runners, and the tracksuit. So that's what it's cost me.
So is that 700 for one child? Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Okay. That's a lot of money.
And I didn't go mad, you know, but the 700, and you know, look, it's not easy. Look, everybody's struggling. So everybody's having it, you know.
What age is your child that you spent 700 on?
14. Okay. 15, going up 15.
Okay, yeah. So you would have been entitled then to the secondary school back
I got
school.
The 285.
Yeah, so you got the 285. Yeah, so they helped you. What more do you want?
No, but like I'm saying, it's not adequate enough, Jeremy.
Would you not say thank you, government, for giving me 280?
No, I won't.
Hang on.
Because exactly what...
Did he just say it's not adequate enough?
No, he said 285 is not enough.
It's not. So where's 285 going to get you, Casey? I don't know what you're laughing at.
Do you work?
What you're laughing at?
Do you work?
Sorry?
Do you work?
Okay, you know I work. I work.
I forget because we speak to so many people. I don't know your life. I'm sorry. So it's not adequate. So if you're working, can you not afford to stump the rest? You're getting some help.
Well, I'm working part-time. But the fact of the matter is, Casey,
work full-time.
It is what it is.
Get a full-time job.
I'm not kidding.
It's not what it is.
What I'm saying is.
Job. Work more. Work harder. Yeah.
Well, I can't really because I'm not going to get into my life. Sorry, but there's people out there that do need more money, and it's not enough. I don't think there's the iPad alone. That's €250.
Okay, but the government gave you a lovely check of £285.
Yeah, so I've told you €5 left out of that, Jeremy, right? And that's to get a school uniform, a school tracksuit, runners, shoes, and a bag.
Now,
are you going to swing that?
Did you go what?
I didn't go on any holiday, no.
You're obsessed with holidays.
No, I'm just wondering, do you smoke or drink?
Yeah, no, I seen you on me and Tess and Kim. Like, the fact of the matter is, Katie, you work, right?
Yeah.
You said you have a good life and a good job. Mm-hmm. That's fair play to you. Trevor said the same. He had 3 sun holidays and he could have had another 2, but he's too much to do and this, that, you're... Listen, that's great, guys. Don't be begrudging the people that don't have it. Don't be begrudging.
Let me stop you there. Yeah, no, I will begrudge people who don't want to work and live off the tax that I pay. Yeah, no,
I don't want to work. She's 4 fucking kids. How's she going to work? How's she going to work?
No, but in fairness, Casey, I will agree with him there. How does a single mother with 5 kids work?
Okay, how does a single mother have 5 kids?
Well,
with the same deadbeat who won't even give her enough a week to cover the kids.
You tell me how she's supposed to work.
She shouldn't have had 5 kids if she couldn't afford them. She could have done what we've done. Live within our means.
And Trevor did as well, abominate all this shit. Fuck you, Trevor. She has 5 kids. That's the end of it. Now she's to pay for them, no matter what way or shape or form.
When you have kids, that's
what happens. The fact of the matter is, she still has 5 kids. Right? She can't get a job. How is she going to get a job with 5 kids? So the state is there and it's going to help her out, obviously.
It's not enough.
Do you know how much that angers me? And where's Trevor going with his little for his €10? I was in fucking Dorset today and spent £150 and didn't fill the fucking fridge. What's he on about?
So the 285 again. If they're all in school,
why didn't she get a part-time job while they're there?
Are we all listening? You was not even everything has gone up, guys. You was not feeling this.
I buy all my own stuff.
No, sorry. You have good jobs.
We work hard.
You don't care, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I care about people who actually need it, people who maybe have their, as I said earlier...
Well, you have to call them flea bags and nip bags and everything.
No, I care about people who are carers. I care about people who genuinely can't work because of circumstances. I don't care about lazy
slobs. And what the fuck is Kim?
Who are scratching their asses every day. She's lazy.
She'll scratch her ass. I don't think so. She's don't, fucking
Don't begrudge. But I'm absolutely going to begrudge people who don't want to work. I'm going to begrudge.
I know it's that, Casey. But it's not going to get you anywhere.
John, let me ask you a question.
How makes me feel better.
How do you have everything for your daughter at the moment for back to school?
I do, of course, Jeremy. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How difficult was it to come up with all that money to send her back to school?
Look, it was I done what the first girl said, I was getting bits and pieces there and over the last few months and what have you not. And I know he was able to do that. There's some families out there, Jeremy, that can't. They're living week to week, day by day. We've talked to them on the show loads of times. They can't afford
for genuine reasons. I absolutely have compassion for them. They should be helped. But lazy people who could do better in life, could get a job, could earn their own money, that bugs me. And that's there's no excuse for it.
Look, listen, I'm not making an excuse for people that are sitting there on the dole and not doing folk on. I get that. I understand that. But I think I say that in Kim's situation, you know, like, you should have put in a Johnny on a fuck off. Like, that's fucking disgraceful, guys. Honestly. You know, she's 5 kids. Give her a bit of fucking respect, like. She's a mother at the end of the day. And sit there and begrudge her.
Nobody's begrudging her, John. Nobody's begrudging her. What people are pissed off about, what I'm pissed off about is the sense of entitlement. Not much wants more. Not happy with what she got. So a massive FU to the government and the taxpayer, and I want more.
Fuck the government. That annoys me. A massive FU for me too, because they're screwing every one of us. Wake the fuck up and smell it.
John, hang on a second.
Screw you. Do you pay tax, John, in your part-time job? Probably not. They're not screwing you.
Just a little.
John. They didn't. Hang on, safe there. So they didn't screw you, John. They gave you a check for £285 for your.
It's
daughter.
Not enough. It's not adequate enough. It's actually, not, I think we're
better. Need a better iPad. Let me stay there for a second, John. Let me go to Lola. How are you, Lola? What do you want to say on this?
How are you guys?
Good. What do you make of this?
I'm sorry. I don't think you should be having 5 children if you can't afford them. Firstly, absolutely not. I brought up one child as a single parent, and I had to ask for help, you know, doing that. Like, school costs and stuff like that is absolutely crazy. I think there should be a limitation on social welfare. I think if you were going to have more, I think it should be limited to 2 kids. I think contraception should be free, and I think it should be a cut-off point to 2 children. By all means, I don't think one child bringing it up, the cost, like all of these voluntary contributions in school, uniforms, like my daughter went to school, she had to get an iPad, we also had to get all the books. It's a lot of money, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't see how anyone could bring up 5 kids.
I don't either. As I said earlier, you'd need to be earning about $200,000 a year.
I think it's ridiculous. I think shit should be banned, like a Chinese ban, nearly. That, like, if you are social well, no, I'm serious. Why would someone have 5 kids?
You can't limit the amount of children that someone has.
You want to go and sterilise people?
I know. There's a family that I know, and they have got 6 children.
Yeah.
Neither of the parents work, and I see them. Okay, and they are driving a brand new car. I have no idea how they do that. I've worked for myself. I got myself through. I went to a crash with my daughter. Like, I left a private school, went to a crash, had to work myself up in the world, to live in the world, and I still struggled. Okay? That's with one child. I have no idea how anyone does it with 5 kids. And I think they should be banned.
I agree with you. I have a friend who is a chief executive of a very big company. A chief executive. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what a chief executive earns. They earn over 150 grand.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And he has 3 children. You know who we're talking about. Your man.
Dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has 3 children. Yeah. And he struggles with 3 children. He's a CEO.
So really?
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. I was a director, an operations manager in a cosmetic surgery clinic, and I was working my ass off all day long with one child, and I worked there and in the counts, and I found it a struggle. Like, I had to ask to borrow money.
Okay, but let me ask you this question then, Lola. What can we physically do to stop someone like Kimberly having 5 kids when she hasn't got a job?
Get contraception.
No, I would imagine. Yeah. I don't know.
I'd say, Kimberly, if you go to your GP, you probably can go on the medical card. You can take your medical card.
I don't think social welfare should be paying for 5 children in the first place. Absolutely not. I would say there should be a cut-off point. Children's names, there is no free schools here, even though it's like we have free education. You volunteer contributions, which technically aren't in a lot of schools voluntary. Look, if you can't afford your children, don't have them. You know what I mean? Don't recreate and put them in a mess. Do you know what I mean? You're just bringing people into the world that are not going to be stable. And it's not okay. Like, it's like putting a rabbit in
it's
a
also not
rabbit.
Fair in the cage.
Sorry, it's like putting a rabbit where?
Putting rabbits in a cage, yeah, and letting them breathe, like,
yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, like, but it's not fair on the kids, because the kids don't ask for this. No, and the kids end up living kind of in a life of poverty where their friends maybe are doing swimming lessons and their local clubs, and the other kids can't.
Yeah, absolutely. And then what happens is they grow up like that and they spread it around to the next generation because they're not educated, because their families cannot teach them how to behave.
Thanks very much. Thanks very much for your suggestion, Lola. There's a lot of people there. That's a topic for another day, but it's never going to happen. Sure, it's not.
No, we're never going to have a situation. You can't tell people, no, we're not a dictatorship here. No, it's not going to happen. But I think there's something that maybe cutting off the children's allowance, especially for those who are unemployed and won't work, those who refuse to work but are able to work. I think there's just something in cutting off their children's allowance.
But you'd be the very person.
And taking the refugees off the payroll as well.
You'd be the very person if you saw a photograph of an Irish child sitting on O'Connell Street eating its dinner off his lap. You'd be
horrified.
But
if that mother didn't, if someone knew they wouldn't be able to afford kids and didn't have that child, then the child couldn't sit there. You know, let's stop scum breeding because they can and not because they want to, or it's nearly like a job for them. They make it's nearly like, you know, we get in the house and let's get a few bob. These people have the system. I know somebody who said on Facebook not long ago, give us back our fuel allowance. This person has never worked a day in her life, and you know what, I felt like writing under it, fuck off.
Yeah, but you didn't have the balls.
No, it wasn't not having the balls. It's because you can't argue with people like that, because they don't see any reason. They're just scumbag leeches, flea bags. That's all.
And that's the note we will leave today's podcast on, flea bags and leeches. Thank you very much for listening to this latest edition of the Opinions Matter podcast. Don't forget, if you subscribe on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts, you will get a notification every time we post a new episode, which is pretty much 5 days a week. And we will talk to you on the next one. Thanks for listening.